Come on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. This is part 12 of Paulus F. Falk's recollections of attending Elkhorn College nearly a century ago. Paulus continues his account. A couple of weeks after the winter term began, one of the beginners in English came into my room and asked me if I smoked cigars. I said I did, and he then handed me a cigar. I asked him what the occasion was. "Well," he said, "I am stuck. I am to make English sentences of these words." He showed me a list of words. I asked him if he did not have a dictionary. He said he did have an English dictionary, but he did not understand the explanations. Our conversation was, of course, being carried on in the Danish language. I took his list and translated each word into Danish. Then I had him make a sentence of one of the words, and the task became easy for him. I told him if he needed help again to come in. He did come back, and so did others, which resulted in me smoking a number of complimentary cigars and some self-satisfaction, for I really enjoyed helping these fellows. They were so eager to learn English. Now let us take a look at the other activities we enjoyed at EHC that term. If I am not greatly mistaken, the full year students had organized the Literary Society and given a couple of programs prior to the winter term. And they gave another one the first Friday after the winter term began. Our programs consisted of musical selections, both vocal and piano, readings of stories, essays, and declamatory pieces. We also enjoyed a couple of lectures that winter. Mr. Debel described a trip he had taken around the world the summer before. The other was a lecture by the principal of the Elkhorn Public School. Both of these were delivered in the English language. However, most of the programs were bilingual, using Danish and English, but with more emphasis on English. We even undertook to present a play that winter by the well-known Danish author Ludvig Holberg. His main works were satirical comedies on various vices of his fellow countrymen. The name of the play was Jeppe på bjerget, Jeppe on the Mountain, a comedy that ridiculed the prevalence of alcoholism in Denmark in the 18th century. That play was rendered in Danish. It was a story of a compulsive drinker, an unscrupulous, enticing innkeeper who was continually tempting the poor alcoholic in order to separate him from his meager funds, and the drunkard's wife, who was trying to reform her husband by the use of the rod. The cast members were Marvin Jerseld as Jeppe the drinker, Ingeborg Olsen as Nilla, Jeppe's wife, Master Eric, that was Nilla's whip, her tool for reforming her husband, and as the innkeeper, Jakob Skomager or Jacob Shoemaker, Paulus Falk. As usual, we had a full house for our programs. We received a good deal of applause on our acting presentations, so we thought that we had made quite a hit with the community. But it was not all sweetness and light. The play caused mixed emotions. Some thought it to be a delightful and entertaining addition to our programs. Others thought it scandalous that the Literary Society was now attempting to bring the theater into their college. And to top it all, two of the cast members were preacher's sons, and the third was a deacon's daughter. This had quite an effect upon the college. Various people had asked us individually to give a second performance, and we took the matter up with Professor Jewell. At first, he reacted quite favorably to it, and he had also started rehearsals for another Danish play. But when the opposition was noised about, he thought that discretion was the better part of valor, and said no to the new performance and canceled the other play. To say the least, we were highly disappointed, and so were quite a number of the Elkhorn people. I am now of the opinion that Professor Jewell did the right thing under those circumstances, for the theater, like dancing and card playing, was at that time very much in the twilight zone of decency in the UDELC. We'll continue with Paulus Falk's accounts next week. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Have a good day.